as we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U-62, the TAR. And now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas. On this week's show, I rant about Shrek, I rant about A Mouse of Mystery and Me, and I have the winner of my first ever contest. It's episode 74, Christmas is Around the Corner. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U-62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Targ. You'll have to pardon me, I'm just rather pleased with myself right now. I've been whipping up some special Christmas IDs for the show. They'll probably start running next week. I just can't get over how quickly Christmas is coming now. Well, now that the Americans have had Thanksgiving, that kind of unofficially kicks off the Christmas season. And yeah, we're in it. Just, wow, 1 month to go. I love Christmas. Can't help it. And of course, along with Christmas comes Christmas specials, and coming up this week on Wednesday, it's the world premiere of the Shrek Christmas special, Shrek the Halls. My God, they're just beating that green ogre to death, aren't they? I'm sorry, I've said this before and I'll say it again, I love the first movie. The first movie is just very funny, but everything that's come since just isn't needed. I still think that the second Shrek movie is one of the most god-awful animated films ever made. I finally rented the third one last week, and the third one's not so bad, but still pales in comparison to the first one. Now we're getting the Christmas special, and there's a Shrek 4 entitled Shrek Goes Forth coming in 2010, and Puss in Boots is still getting his own movie, and there's a Shrek 5 in the works too. Just too much Shrek! I know I've ranted about Shrek before and I really should let it go, but I will tell you one interesting thing I did discover about Shrek. You know, Steven Spielberg, it's his company, DreamWorks Animation, that made the Shrek movies, and Spielberg had been wanting to make Shrek for a long time. Way back in 1990, when Shrek first hit bookshelves, right away Spielberg wanted to make it into a movie. He was even talking with Don Bluth, the guy he did An American Tale and The Land Before Time with, about doing Shrek as a traditionally animated movie. And back in 1990, Spielberg was hoping to get Bill Murray as the voice of Shrek and Steve Martin as the voice of Donkey. But, you know, Don Bluth, he didn't want to work with Spielberg anymore because he thought Spielberg was too much of a control freak when he was making An American Tale and Land Before Time. So Bluth and Spielberg went their separate ways, and it wasn't until 2001 that it finally graced the silver screen. And now they just won't stop. But anyway, you can watch the next beating of the horse to death, Shrek the Halls, the Shrek Christmas special, this Wednesday. That's Wednesday, November 28th.
Come on now.
And speaking of Christmas specials, it's that time of year again. I'm getting flooded with emails about a Christmas special called A Mouse, A Mystery, and Me. Remember this one? ITV, back in the day, used to show it quite a bit around Christmas time. We had these two kids, and with them was a talking mouse, and they had to go on a quest to save a department store Santa from unscrupulous industrialists, and the department store Santa was played by perennial television star Dick Van Patten. In fact, I remember, you know why ITV showed it so much back in the day? It was actually filmed in Edmonton. But anyway, back when I was a kid, I got all obsessed with Christmas specials, and I would just tape them one after the other. So lying around home, I still have 3 VHS tapes completely full of Christmas specials. And one of them is A Mouse, A Mystery, and Me. And I've blogged about this, I've cataloged all my Christmas specials and put the catalog online. And every year around this time, I get a couple of emails. Dude, you have A Mouse, A Mystery, and Me? I love that one. Can I have a copy? And, well, usually I don't respond to those because, you know, I don't have the technology to make copies or anything like that. But I'm due for a new computer. And my new computer is going to have a video capture card on it so I can take A Mouse, A Mystery, and Me, burn it to DVD, and sell bootleg copies on eBay. I'm guessing I can make quite a few pennies that way. But anyway, up next, the moment you've been waiting for, I will be doing the draw and announcing the winner of my first ever contest.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
It's a pity his genius was used for evil, not for the benefit of mankind.
On U62, The Targ.
You know he's not the kind of man who likes to see the world around him crumble to a ball around his feet. But he's always ready, he's always set, he's always well prepared. He's the most peculiar man you can ever meet. You know he's not the king of bedside manner. He's not the Tom Jones of his next door. He's not the king of bedside manner. He hardly even lives there anymore.
Excuse me, I hope you don't mind, but I followed you into this shop and I couldn't help but notice all that rotting crop sticking out of your haversack. Well, I wouldn't mind riding you back. He's subtle on the dance floor and he's suave around the bar. Yes. He's a quick draw with a lighter, he's a movie star. You know, he was quite a singer, quite an actor quite some time ago. You're quite a famous broken lead legend on TV show. You know, he's not the king of bedside manner. He's not the Tom Jones who lives next door. No, not anymore. No way. He's not the king of bedside manner. But he hardly even lives there anymore.
You know he opens up the curtains at the crack of dawn just to see the lovely ladies who went coming down from the house next door to his house on the lane. Because old himself, he's got his help, but he knows he can't complain. You know he's not the king of bedside manner. Not the Tom Jones who lives next door. No, not anymore. No way.
Okay, gang, here it is, the moment you've been waiting for. Who is going to win my barely previously viewed copy of Fantastic Four? The contest has been running all week. All you had to do is take the code word from last week's show, sports bra, and email it to me along with your name and info, and I was going to throw your name into the draw. I've got the draw box right here, full of entries. And we're ready to do the draw. Okay, I'm going to shake up the box here. Get it all good and mixed up. Okay, there we go. I'm opening the box now. I am opening the box. I am reaching inside. Dig down deep. Well, that's two stuck together. There we go. We're taking this one. And the winner is Alicia Jex. Congratulations, Alicia. You win my barely previously viewed copy of Fantastic Four. I will be getting in touch with you shortly to tell you how to pick it up. And that finishes my first contest. I think my first contest went really, really good. I'm going to have to do this again. But next time I'm going to do things a little differently. I think I'm going to have a bonus prize for the first person who enters. And, you know, a better prize than, you know, a secondhand copy of Fantastic Four. But anyway, thanks to everyone for playing my first ever contest. Try again next time I do it. And that'll do it for this week's show. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. I will see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
I'm not a big deal.